Country 102.5. It's Jackson and Ayla Brown. We are on the phone with Brian Lociavo. He is the director of a brand new movie called Blue Bird. It's a documentary about a really iconic place in Nashville. It played at South by Southwest Festival this year. It's also going to be screened at the Woods Hole Film Festival August 3rd. Brian, thanks for joining us. Tell us about your project, Blue Bird.
Sure. So I first learned of the Bluebird Cafe actually through the show Nashville, like a lot of people, I think, did.
Like everyone.
I was a late bloomer. Yeah, exactly. I was a late bloomer to the whole songwriting scene in Nashville and what they had there. Even being a musician and songwriter myself, having grown up on the East Coast, I didn't really know what existed there. And I worked at ABC. I lived in L.A. at the time and was working on the show Nashville and going back and forth. And got to know the woman that ran the Bluebird. Her name's Erica Wallum Nichols. She's the GM and COO of the Bluebird. And cut to about 3 or 4 years later, I had left ABC, moved to Nashville to start a production company. And Eric and I actually were out in London at a country music festival, the Country to Country Festival out there. And we just happened to have dinner, and during dinner, she mentioned that it was the 35th anniversary of the Bluebird Cafe and asked if Jeff Molyneux, my business partner and the DP of the film, and I would be interested in making a feature documentary about the Bluebird. And it was kind of one of those life-changing moments. It was,
yeah,
you know, a passion project, a dream project for us, for sure. So we jumped on it, and here we are.
I was going to say, the answer should always be yes when it comes to the Bluebird. I'm also from the Northeast, but I moved to Nashville before everyone else did, like 9 years ago. And one of the first places that I visited and told everyone to go to is the Bluebird Cafe. And as a performer myself, I actually had an opportunity to perform there a couple times. So it's one of those life-changing places where you don't find, and anyone who doesn't know what the Bluebird Cafe, it really truly is about the songwriting. So I'm so glad you're doing something like this, but it's the only place in Nashville where you go, and if you open your mouth to talk, people say you can't. Like, it's a true listening venue, and I think that that's one of the reasons why it makes it so special.
It really is, and what's amazing is you know, back probably when you first started going there, and especially back when it first opened in the 80s and then in the 90s, you know, it was very much a local community spot where it was all music industry people, all kind of insiders, and they knew to be quiet. But now that it's blown up and it's become this international phenomenon, you have, you know, primarily tourists in there now.
And we cover that in the movie. You have to train them.
but it's amazing. They still do it. I think it's just the room and the energy of the room it creates. People just know, you know, they immediately understand the reverence of what they're experiencing. And it really is something unique that you can't really find anywhere else.
Yeah, and Garth Brooks discovered there, Taylor Swift discovered there. There's so much history in that one room. And what people don't know is that it's tiny. The Bluebird is so small. You're like sitting on top of people, but that's also what makes it fun. Did you actually record the documentary at the Bluebird?
We did. We did. So we did not have the luxury of what the show Nashville did, where they recreated the set and got rid of the two big pillars in the middle of the room and it's actually almost to scale replica, but they were at least able to move walls when they needed to get cameras in there. So we were shooting between people's legs and under tables and trying to hide. Yeah, it was a challenge trying to get 3 or 4 cameras in there shooting simultaneously, especially when they're sitting in the round and you're kind of shooting into each other. It's one of those, some of my favorite lines from the movie when we actually talk about how small it is, you know, some of the songwriters talk about when you're sitting in the round, you can share French fries with the person sitting next to you, and you put your drink on their table because it really is shoulder to shoulder.
And is your directing debut, is that something you've always wanted to do, like tell other people's stories, like with a documentary?
Absolutely. You know, I really moved to L.A. originally for screenwriting and directing, but I thought I wanted to be on the scripted side. And just kind of naturally fell into the documentary side of things through my work at ABC and really just, you know, became, you know, inspired by real stories and real people. And then this opportunity presented itself. And yeah, it was absolutely kind of a dream scenario.
I think it sounds like so much fun.
My two passions of music and film.
Because you don't control the story. You just have to bring the story out. So what is the give us like one of the biggest, like the most surprising or entertaining, interesting stories to you that you've uncovered about the Bluebird with what you were doing.
Ooh, good question. Well, I can tell you that a fun story that's in the film is Jason Isbell, who's one of my favorites. Mm. He was one of those interviews that I was giddy about, you know, waking up that morning to go in for the interview. I'm a huge fan. And he told the story of the first time that he ever played there in the round. He played a song, and it's actually the song that he plays for us in the movie called Streetlights. And he sang a lyric wrong. He screwed up when he performed it. And he just went with it, and the song was over. And at the end of the night, some other of the songwriters in the round came up to him afterward and said, "Man, I really love that lyric, the way that you sang it in that one song." And it was the lyric that he had messed up. So he just played it off like he meant to do it. And because they liked it, he ended up just keeping it that way. And so if you go and find the recording of Streetlights right now, it still has the wrong lyric in there. But if you have to see the movie, it's...
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're kind of tapping into the Bluebird because of the success of Nashville, and this is just like a way to get your name out there and maybe make some money? Or do you think that this is truly a story that people need to hear and get to know?
This is 100% a passion project and a story that people need to know. It's something timeless, and that's another thing that we really tried to touch on. Is the Bluebird is in many ways a relic of the past that doesn't exist any longer. You see all of these kind of historic venues going away, and it's really sad. And you know, it's kind of the vertical integration of the music business now. And these places that have stayed true to kind of what their calling was decades ago, and the Bluebird very much could have sold out many times. It could be, you know, a chain. It could have grown. It could have moved out of where it is, but it stayed true to what it is and its mission. And that needs to be seen and heard. And people need to understand the importance of that and preserving that.
Well, congratulations on it. It played at South by Southwest Film Festival. It's also going to be screening at the Woods Hole Film Festival August 3rd. We appreciate you very much for joining us, Brian.
Thank you guys so much. And please come back to Nashville soon and play there again and stop by.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks.